Sarasota Republican Senator Greg Stube says websites are charging high prices to take down mugshots, even if the person pictured has had the charges cleared, which is called getting a record expunged.
What we did was pass the bill that if you legally had your record expunged, you had to send a letter to the website company or operator. They had so many days to comply. If they didn't comply, it created a civil cause of action under the Unfair and Deceptive Trade Practices Act, and that individual could file a lawsuit.
Stube says this could especially affect the lives of those who are charged with a crime as a juvenile, and then later on in life
went to go get a job and didn't list that they had a criminal record because the record had been expunged for whatever reason. And then you just do a Google search and it pops up with their mugshot because these privately run mugshot companies.
Jacksonville public defender Charles Kofer says his clients could take advantage of the new law, but he doesn't think it's possible to erase all traces of arrests from the internet.
Somebody goes on and clicks share and it goes on Facebook. Then, you know, like the big field of dominoes, it's out there.
A separate section of the bill that would have sealed the records of millions of people who were arrested but not convicted didn't become law, according to Governor Scott. Stube says,
well, there's some disagreement legally on all of this, and we may just have to do a bill next year to clear it up.
That's because a separate linked bill dealing with shielding arrests from public view did not pass committees. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.